While most people sleep out in the open spaces, others are putting up makeshift tents and building huts. Next to the huts and tents, women prepare food, blowing and stoking the fires, coughing as the smoke finds their faces. Hovering above these women, men and children tie strings of wet clothes from trees to tents, creating giant spider webs. Beside each group of tents lie small hills of trash, rotting in the hot sun, with children playing around them, occasionally picking up a half-eaten mango, orange, or fish head and putting it in their mouths. The Yuans are all around, weaving through the labyrinth of homes and patrolling the area with rifles on their shoulders and grenades attached to their belts. There are many of them, smiling and talking to the kids, sometimes patting them on the head. My eyes follow a certain Yuan in a green camouflage uniform as he openly approaches a young Khmer woman in black pajama clothes. He flirts with her, and I think he is barbaric. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a box. Placing it on his palm, he extends his hand to her. Shyly, she smiles and starts to take it, only to have him grab a hold of her hand. Abruptly, she pulls her hand out of his grasp. After the brief stolen touch, he continues to talk to her. It fascinates me to see the Yuans courting girls in public, for in the Khmer culture, these things are done in secret. In the midst of the crowd, I overhear the Khmer men discussing how the Yuans are there to protect us. They say the Yuans marched into Cambodia only 3 weeks ago, on January 25th, and through their artillery power and army defeated the Khmer Rouge, sending Pol Pot and his men running into the jungles. During his entire regime, Pol Pot had been provoking the Yuan's attack by sending his men to their borders and massacring Vietnamese villages. Pol Pot viewed the Yuans as the archenemy of the Khmer people and feared the Yuans would annex their land if we did not attack them first. But Pol Pot's small, ill-equipped army could not win against the well-trained, well-equipped Yuan army. The men say that the Yuans have liberated Cambodia and saved us all from the murderous Pol Pot. Keem pulls at my arm and gestures for me to hurry as I begin to fall behind. We pass through the crowd, searching for an empty spot to make our home. I look longingly at the adults in the crowd. I want to have our own adult to take care of things, build houses, put up tents, and forage for food. I remember when we left Phnom Penh how Pa, Khoi, and Meng searched for food and took care of us. Though I was also hungry then, I was less afraid because I knew they would look after me.